Okay, so basically we're just going to talk like casual, no big deal.
Casual's good.
All right, welcome to episode 3 of the Capoeira podcast. Jamie, coming back at you once again. With me is, and introduce yourself.
This is Amy Cox. We're going to be talking about capoeira. My apelido is Laranjera, which means orange tree.
Where'd you get it? Like, who gave it to you?
Officially, it came from Mestre Bohasha, which most people in the LA capoeira community know is just that mestre that doesn't actually teach, but hangs out and comes to all the events. Eccentric guy, you...
Yes, you're right. He actually, I just noticed that he doesn't teach workshops.
But he knows everybody, and everybody knows shows him. Up, and...
Jumps in with a pair of jeans.
Yes. He'll always be there. I'm obsessed with the color orange, or I definitely was when I started capoeira, so I had orange nail polish and orange earrings.
Is that before they gave you the name?
That was before. And then, affectionately, people would just call me, like, Orange or Little Orange, and in Portuguese, orange is laranja. And then Mr. Bohasha jumps in, as he likes to do, and was like, no, she's really tall, so she should be orange tree. We all kind of shrugged, and that was it. So, had nothing to do with my game.
Had nothing. Oh, it didn't.
No.
I was wondering about that. When did you start? How long have you been training?
I started training at the end of 2005, so it's been about 9 years.
Wow, 19. Okay, so me and you have been training probably the same amount of time.
Similar, yeah.
And how do we meet exactly? Because we've known each other for a while, too, but... I don't even.
That's
I was thinking
true.
About
it.
I was driving.
Fades into...
I was driving from work, and I was like, "How the hell do I know Amy?"
I don't know. Well, I'm sure there were different events. Did you know Samurai? Like early on.
Is that Vince?
Vince, yeah.
No.
No, I feel like you knew him, and I knew him.
It's because we look Asian. It's because Vince is half Asian.
Only reason. I think it was probably just at the Batuki main studio Bachizados. I was just like that weird social girl that got to know everybody.
It's like everybody in capoeira though, but I understand that. Okay. I think that's how we did meet each other probably was.
And then have you know Eugene for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he and I were always buds. So maybe we just like.
Yeah, just meld together.
Awesome. It all melds together. I was like, God, 9 years? I can't
run the same
remember.
Circles.
Yeah.
And congratulations, you got your instructora cord. How'd that feel? Did you know
monitora.
You were... I thought it was... Oh, no, so no. What does yellow mean in your... What does yellow mean in your...
In our school, when you have a full yellow belt, that's graduada. And then after that, you have 2 stripes yellow, 1 stripe blue. That's monitor. And then when it's half blue and half yellow, that's instructor. And so I got... 2 stripes yellow, 1 stripe blue.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
I was, I wish I was there, but...
I appreciate that.
I was at work, unfortunately. It's hard. After Bachizado, I really couldn't... I mean, you take off a whole
We
week.
Were the first weekend after, so it was... There was so much stuff happening the weekend prior that I think there were a lot of people that would have liked to come by. And it was...
Did you know that they were going to do this? Or they just throw you in?
I suspected that Mestre was going to give me a cord, but I wasn't sure. And then the Thursday before, our event was on a Saturday, and the Thursday before he told me, he's like, I have a cord for you with your name on it. So
it has your name on it?
On Saturday. It's just a piece of tape with my name on it.
I was going to say, that's kind of cool. I've never seen a cord
Not
with anyone's name on it.
Not full-blown black belt embroidery style.
Yeah, tell me more about your school. Do you know what lineage it comes from? Because I noticed there are certain schools that have, like, different... I mean, not different, but almost the same foundation. There's a style that they tend... That different schools, I noticed, tend to kind of run together with, like... In Seattle, I was with Malez, and I noticed that Malez had a lot of different foundations that Capoeira Brazil did, and even Sul da Bahia did, where it was kind of, like, a little hung... Regional heavy, bouncy up game.
Mm-hmm.
What could you consider your school as?
Well, I am from Capoeira Besouro, and my mestre is Mestre Batata, and he trained under Mestre Besola, who is Capoeira Narahari, and was formerly Capoeira Besouro. And Mestre Batata also trained under Mestre Dantinho down in Rio. But Mestre Batata spent most of his time in Vitoria and Espírito Santo. So it's funny because with Besouro, now there's a major Besouro school in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. in Hawaii, in Vitoria, and in Rio. I think there was a school in Italy, but I think he's since returned to Rio. And I think each Besouro school has a little bit of its own flavor, but the common thread you see is really strong fundamentals. So, you know, when I, the first couple years I was training, we would do, you know, all the basic kicks, every single class. And I think my maestri tends to focus on application if, you know, if there's a real threat of violence. And this is totally just my assumption, but I think it's because, like, he grew up on the streets, and so for him there was a very real application of, if someone's coming at me, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So in his capoeira, you see that it's not necessarily more aggressive, but it's occasionally going in for a grab or the vangachiva or, you know, getting out of the way. I think of a stark contrast is cordon de oro, which is much more stylistic, mm-hmm. and a lot more que de jeans and a lot more getting smaller and really teasing out the style.
Right.
I think Besouro has been, I don't know, I think Mestre focuses less on style and more on technique and practical application. Not like judo or jujitsu, obviously, but I think that's something common that I see with our school here in LA, our sister school in Hawaii, and then when I was in Rio back in 2009, you know, it was definitely making room for that practical application.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to Brazil soon?
I am. In 2 weeks, I will be moving to Salvador.
How long will you be there?
I will be there for 8 months.
Oh my God, that's such a long time.
Someone was like, are you pregnant or are you going to just pretend?
Pregnant or what?
I'm definitely not pregnant. I'm going for a job.
I really wanted to get you on this because I think you're a great, capoeirista. You're also female. I think it's a boys club that I think we girls are in.
It really is.
That's
people
really
can say
slowly.
What they want,
yeah.
But it's definitely a boys club.
It's a total boys club. There's a lot of chicks though. Apparently we chicks were able to start playing around the 60s is what I read.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that long that chicks have been playing. And I think you and I, we are a certain girl. We're not like a delicate. We do like to play a little bit harder. I feel like when guys see us, like us particular, they will play us a little harder than regular girls. Do you feel that way? Because I know I do.
I think in my own school, that's true. I have a lot of, I mean, obviously, the higher you go, I have more male contemporaries than female, and I know that they make a point to play me the same, which I appreciate. But I would say, honestly, there is a difference between the way that they play me and then some of my other female contemporaries.
When you see chicks and you play them, do you feel that, do you feel a little bit more aggressive when you, like, see a chick play? Like, do you feel like it's amped up a little bit when you see another chick play? Like, you see a chick play and you're like, I want to buy in and I really want to test this girl. Because I know I feel that way. Is that like something that's just in every girl? Or am I just like,
I don't know, because I totally recognize what you're saying. And I feel like I've seen that in other women's games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I go for that. And that's not my style with women nor men. I don't usually go in there to, like,
fight
or, mm-hmm. you know, do you curse on your podcast?
Yeah, I mean, we're drinking right now.
Because I was going to be like, I'm not the type that goes in the hora to fuck shit up.
Right.
And sometimes I see that game where, like, two chicks get in and all of a sudden
aggro.
There's this different, like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
you know.
Something's turned up.
Yeah. So I don't think I do that naturally, but I think that I've had that happen in games with other women.
Do you have a plan? Do you have plans to train out in Brazil?
I do. Not specific plans. I'm still kind of piecing together what social network I have down there. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, your teachers, plural, Mestre Amain, has a lot of connections in Bahia. And because my Mestre is from Rio, he doesn't have so many connections in Bahia. Right. But I think what's I'm really looking forward to in Salvador is that it's saturated. I mean, there's so much of everything. And I'm really interested in going to visit Mestre Cobrinha's little compound on Morro de São Paulo. I'd really like to visit Mestre Boa Gente. And our good friend, Gata Brava, is living there now. And I was, like, hitting her up because I was like, let's hang out and be American and Bahia together.
What does that mean?
Looking up familiar faces, I also have a friend who's an instructor who teaches in Federação. But it's like, I'm just interested to see how it is because I'll be there for an extended period of time.
And you'll be working, right?
I'll be working, but part-time, which is great because I'll have time to, like...
That's kind of nice.
It's kind of amazing.
I was going to say, you left your school for a while.
I did.
You kind of just, like, roamed around. Because I would see you sometimes at my class, at Moitos in Pasadena, and sometimes you come to, like, the main, and you come to Juarez and stuff like that. How did that feel, like, just kind of just roaming around, not really having a sort of, like, identity?
A place to land.
A place to land, that's a good thing to say.
I was totally nomadic. And I did. I left my school for a couple different reasons, and people ask me about that a lot, actually, and it's, for me, I'm happy to be really open about it, because so many people in Capoeira, like, your journey has a lot of twists and turns, and so when I left Besouro, I thought it would be easy to just find a new place to land.
Right.
And I was surprised by how difficult it was.
I was surprised
that I couldn't just click in somewhere else, because I would go to a studio and it was like, this is great, and like, these are my friends, and you know, I visited Muito Tempo's class, which I really enjoyed, but it was really interesting for me to observe how long it took for me to kind of sort out, like, my home studio stuff, my feelings about that, my relationships there, and my relationship with my mestre, because it was, you know, it was like a family member. We had had a terrible disagreement, and, you know, I just didn't want to train there, you know, and for me, it was like there was all this social collateral. Like, Capoeira is so funny because the community is so interconnected. It's so incestuous.
It is.
And for me, it was like I had left my school, but I still had all my friends, and I still had this really great social circle, but I had this awkward, like, I don't know if I'm looking for a new teacher, I'm having a hard time, I'm feeling really emotional about it. Like, it was way more confusing than I ever thought it would be. But, you know, after, I was absent almost 2 years from Besouro, and part of that was learning that it really is my home and taking responsibility for my actions and sacking up and talking to my mestre about it.
Yeah.
Like sitting down and saying, hey, let's talk about this. And he, you know, it's like that memory is so clear. Like we met, we had dinner, we talked for like 4.5 hours.
Wow.
It's unorthodox. And it was kind of amazing because it was one of those moments in Capoeira where it transcended just training, it transcended just this art form, and I was really connecting with another human being.
Yeah.
And, like, again, like a family member, points of disagreement, like, all kinds of, it's not simple.
Yeah. I love Capoeira because it's like I have a friend that says blood, sweat, and tears, and it really is, like, blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
Because you can get fucked up in the Hora, and then you can cry over, like, friendships and stuff that happens, and then that
kind of... if I don't cry, it's not Bachizato.
Yeah, it bleeds into your game, and, like, you know, the sweat from, like, everything, from stress, from everything. So, I really think that Capoeira is just different from other martial arts and hobbies. It really is a hobby. It's, yeah. It's and life, think, it kind of consumes you, but in a good way.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think both you and I are the type of person and the type of capoeirista that we let everything be integrated.
Yeah.
And, how do I want to phrase this? Like, we're not afraid to have everything be integrated. Because I would say there's a lot of people who like capoeira, but will train very casually or, like, mm-hmm. as if it's a gym membership.
Yeah.
They show up, they train, and they go home, which there's totally nothing wrong with that. And most of the people that I know in capoeira that I still know, like, that I've known for 9 years, mm-hmm. like, you and, like, you know, some of the older students at my studio, some of the older students in Batuki and other schools... it's because there's that that integration, letting capoeira be more than just somewhere I train.
Yeah, I think that's what sets it apart from a lot of other sports and martial arts. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of politics in other martial arts, but something that just takes you emotionally and physically through music and energy, I think, is what makes it different. I guess it really challenging martial art, because a lot of times they'll tell you to feel it. And I remember when I was like a young student, I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, feel it. Or you need to be more abstract. And I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I've been practicing just goddamn relax. Kicks.
Just move.
Yeah, I'm practicing relaxed. These.
I'm moving.
I'm relaxed. No, you need to be more expressive. Like, what are you talking about? I'm swaying, motherfucker.
Fine, you're
I'm
a capoeira.
Swaying.
What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. So I think that was really awesome what you're talking about from your story and your journey. And that's what, that's what my podcast is about. This podcast mm-hmm. is basically, I like to talk with my friends and interview and explain your journey, your story. And, I can't wait to, you know, when you come back and you've, like, reintegrate yourself back into the U.S. Estados Unidos. Yeah, and you can tell me about what you've been learning out there and what
I
you've been doing.
To.
And
it is going to be a trip, that's for sure.
8 months, man. I feel like when you come back, I'll have a beard or something and, like, really long hair. Like,
maybe a baby.
You know, like, I don't... I mean, unless there's some immaculate conception or, like, something's in the water, like...
Surprise.
You know, no, I'm chilling. I mean, like, chilling in a hot tub, not, like, something's in the water, but, No, a lot can happen in 8 months. I'm really intrigued by what you're going to be... I'll be out on the lookout of your, you know, Instagram.
I'll be Facebooking.
Facebook. Yeah, like, don't be a stranger. Like, you know, even though, like, we don't even hang out that much, like, we are, like, friends in passing, I think, No, I think there's a lot of times where I think about you and think about other friends who are on their own journey.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's awesome because we can get together, like, open hoda, like, before, after, during. Like, yeah, what's been going on?
Yeah, hang out, catch up.
This and that and blah, blah, blah. And,
well, and also, like, I'll never forget, like, you and I had, like, a really great conversation via Facebook message. But just, like, it was a straight up heart to heart. It was like, this is what I'm going through in capoeira.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about this? Like, yeah, I'm transitioning from X to Y to Z. And, like, oh, like, you know, I have this with my teacher. Well, I have this with my teacher. And it's like, you know what? Let's hang out. Come around. You know? Come and train where I'm training. And, like, that was, I was like, this is rad and jammers with shit. And B, it was like, This is a part of capoeira that I really treasure.
Yeah.
It's like talking to people. Yeah, maybe I see you once every few months, but I know that if I, you know, send you a message that we could have a really awesome talk just right off the bat, you know, about capoeira or anything.
Yeah, it's like Joan, like, I was telling people, like, oh, you guys, like, best friends? And I'm like, I think we're good friends. And it's funny because we've only really seen each other, like, 3-4 times in the last, like, 5 years.
Or going to a city where there's a capoeira school and it's like, I was here, 3 years ago? And
yeah.
You just click right in.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I love about it. So I'm excited. I hope you have a really, like, safe trip out there. You have
Thank
some good
you.
Times. Hopefully nothing like City of God-esque happens or whatever.
That's it,
yeah. Yeah, okay, right.
It's fine.
Salvador is chill.
No, don't talk to, like, yes. Don't say that to cariocas. Apparently they don't like bad Bahia. I never knew about this rivalry.
Just get some cheese on a stick for me.
Hell yeah.
But take some photos.
That's what's up.
Tell me what you've learned. And I can't wait to talk to you in 8 months. And hopefully this podcast will still be going on.
Hell
hopefully
yeah.
I'll still have some stories and some really good interviews. So yeah. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. And tune in next week. We'll have something else.